At the other end of the car park is a public slipway where boats can be launched at 2 hours either side of high water. Lou Boat Owners Association worked for 18 months to get the concrete slip extended. John Eckersall talks about the work of Lou Boat Owners Association and the attractions of the river and harbour for small boat owners.
My name is John Eckersall. I am the chairman of the Lou Boat Owners Association, formed in 2002 by a group of five or six local boat owners, and it was basically to promote private boat owning in the harbour and Lou Bay and in the Eastern Lou Rivers. Now, today we are going to be looking at that part of the river which is basically used primarily for leisure boating, and that is from the Millpool Slipway out to sea, and we tend to use the coast up as far as possibly Whitsand Bay and to the west down towards Foy and Goranhaven. Lou is on the confluence of the two rivers, East and West Lou Rivers. Both are navigable for about 3 to 4 miles up, about 2 hours either side of high water. The West Lou River is very interesting because that really goes into the hinterland of southeast Cornwall. Each year we produce an events calendar. We tend to try and get at least one event of some sort every 2 weeks. In the winter, of course, boating will have to be restricted because boats are out of the water. So we then tend to have onshore activities in Lou Sailing Club. The Raft Race, which is an annual event, normally takes place in July. The route normally is from East Lou Beach up through the harbour, turning at Lou Bridge and returning back. And normally the finishing line is off the RNI Slipway. This is a really fun event. It's open to all ages, from the young children on small rafts to some of the adult speed rafts. Everyone tends to be in fancy dress, a lot of water activity, a lot of people in the water, a lot of rafts breaking up. It's a real fun day, and it really is. The one thing to come and see in Lou in July is our annual raft race. There's also the River Cricket Match, and this is a game between the Lou boat owners and a team representing the RNLI, played at low water on the riverbed in the vicinity of the RNLI lifeboat station. As regarding to people visiting Lou with boats, we recently refurbished the Millpool Slipway to make this a much more accessible entrance point into the river. The launching is free, and it's a safe access point to take really boats up to maybe 20, 25 feet in length and launch there by trailer with safety. Following on this, we realised that visiting boats into Lou had a problem with taking fuel. We only have one fueling point in Lou, and that is the Riverside Garage situated in East Lou. There was a ladder there which was extremely dangerous, so we then looked at funding, and recently we have just completed a new set of steps leading into the river which is safe access for taking fuel. Also, this can be used as a casualty landing point in the cases of an emergency. So the emergency services have also welcomed this as an added benefit to Lou Harbour. Those two projects are the two projects we've completed in the 10 years we've been running. Lou Sailing Club was constituted in 1934. Their traditional boat that was designed for Lou is the 14-foot Red Wing class, designed by Arthur Fox, I think in about 1934. And this boat has been sailed continuously in Lou since then until the present day. And without exception, I think I'm correct in saying, all the Red Wings are locally built in Lou. And in fact, we have a boat just been completed, another Red Wing, which I think takes the annual number built in Lou to 250. Other classes of boats sailing in Lou at the moment are Enterprises, mirror dinghies for the children, and one of the surfboard type of boats. Visitors in the summer, it's worth coming down on the seafront on a Thursday evening about 6 o'clock and a Saturday about 2 o'clock, when all the boats will be rigging up for their weekly sailing competitions. And a good vantage point if you want to actually watch the sailing in Loo Bay is really to go onto West Loo to Halifor Point, which you get a vast, a lovely view over Loo Bay and the sailing. And normally the finishing line is situated off Halifor.
From the car park, make your way past the chandlery and the boatyard. The old mill is in front of you. Here's a good place to pause the recording whilst you make your way there.